From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pakistani investigators say they don't think terrorists were behind a plane crash that killed all 152 people on board, including two Americans. Authorities say the Airbus out of Karachi was attempting to land in Islamabad during rainy weather when it went down shortly before 8 a.m. local time. But the BBC's Lise Doucet says officials aren't certain of much else at this point.
The hard questions are already being asked. What caused this Airbus to fly off course? Should it have flown at all in these heavy monsoon rains? The flight recorder has been found, and it will provide some of the answers. AirBlue has been flying since 2004, with only one minor incident until now. Residents of the capital knew something was wrong when they first saw the aircraft flying low across what is a no-fly zone in Islamabad.
The BBC's Lise Doucet. The wreckage in the hills outside the capital is still smoldering. That and muddy terrain are slowing efforts to reach the victims. In the U.S., BP is getting ready to pump concrete and mud into the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. They're hoping that'll seal the leak for good. Chief Operating Officer Doug Settles.
We're 100 days into this horrible event, but ultimately we've got to make sure this well can never flow again. And the first step along that path is actually this static kill, which we hope to actually pump at the beginning of next week.
Government scientists say the oil from the well is degrading more quickly than expected and more difficult to see on the surface of the Gulf. Orders for big-ticket manufactured goods are down for June, but as NPR's Paul Brown tells us, most of the drop is in demand for aircraft, and there are some bright spots.
Demand for durable goods may be down by 1%, but the government's figures show capital spending up, a good sign for the future. And the important manufacturing sector is driving economic recovery. The economy still worries millions of people like New Yorker Evan Peterson.
I think it stinks. Everything just seems to be falling apart.
Fellow New Yorker Robert Steinkraus is a little less bleak.
You know, you hold off purchases, you hold off on vacation, so everybody's sort of, you know, in a wait-and-see mode.
But Karsten Thoma from Germany says he does lots of business in the U.S. He prescribes a dose of confidence.
I think it's better than expected, and we should believe in that. Otherwise, we'll make it worse.
Paul Brown, NPR News.
President Obama will be spending this day helping to shore up support for Democratic candidates as his party faces a tough election year. This hour, Mr. Obama is scheduled to leave for New Jersey. He will tape an interview on ABC's The View. Later, the president travels to New York for two big fundraisers. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 20 points at 10,519. NASDAQ down 14 points at 2,274. You're listening to NPR News. Still no headway on that fire near California's Mojave Desert, which has destroyed more than 30 homes and threatens dozens more structures. Authorities say they're worried it'll get worse if winds kick up this afternoon as forecast. But there's considerable progress on firefighting efforts in Northern California. The largest of the lightning-ignited blazes is expected to be fully contained by the end of the day. Burundi is considering doubling the number of its troops in Somalia under the African Union force there. Zach Badorf reports from the country's capital that the Central African nation may send as many as three more battalions to combat the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab is the militant group that claimed responsibility for the July 11th attacks in Uganda that killed about 75 people. After the bombings, an Al-Shabaab spokesperson said Burundi was its next target because Burundi now has about 2,500 troops in Somalia. Burundi's defense minister has said the country wouldn't bring its troops home. In fact, an army spokesperson told NPR that Burundi is making plans to increase its troop presence. He said the only thing holding them back right now is a lack of equipment. Senior Burundian defense officials were in Uganda's capital Kampala over the past few days to discuss plans with their African Union counterparts on how to combat the fundamentalist Muslim group. About 10% of Burundi's 9 million people are Muslim. For NPR News, I'm Zach Badorf in Bujumbura, Burundi.
11 Somalis charged with piracy are being arraigned in a Virginia federal courtroom today. They're accused of attacking two U.S. Navy ships in separate incidents back in April. All the defendants have pleaded not guilty. If convicted, they could face life in prison. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.